It's time now for our Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show weekly visit with Irish head coach Doug Goltz. It's brought to you by Fall City Mercantile, Cedar Hollow Foods, and by Runza. And, Coach, another close win for you against a good team last week. The Freeman Falcons survived the Falcons 36-28. Talk a little bit about the game last week.
It was a really good win. Really proud of our players. We were up against a good team, had a lot of size, very physical team, and just the way our kids were able to pull that off. We were tied at half, 22-22, and Freeman came out their first possession in the second half and just marched right down the field and went up on us, and I really wasn't sure how our team would respond, but we were able to match them with another touchdown and kicked a point after to get a one-point lead. And then the fourth quarter, we held them out of the end zone and had a couple very good defensive stops, and Jared Figner kind of sealed it for us with 30 seconds. He picked off a pass and ran it back for a touchdown to give us that final touchdown lead. But it was really a good win for us.
Coming off the week previous, going to get against a good Mound City team, I guess it got to make you feel pretty good about your club with the two good wins like this back-to-back.
Yeah, more than anything, just the fact that they were close games, and I thought our kids really played poised, and especially in the second half of both of those games, I think our kids really did a nice job of making plays and doing the things that you need to do to get a lead, to hold on to a lead and win a game.
All right, and on the injury front, I guess Lane Barnhill went down with an injury, and his status, I guess, not promising for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, it was a tough win, but it was even a tougher loss in the sense that we've lost Lane Barnhill now with a torn ACL. Happened early in the second quarter, and again, I thought our kids stepped up to kind of take up the slack that we were losing by losing Lane like that. But unfortunately, he did injure his knee and was knocked out for the remainder of the season.
Okay, and the season continues this week. At Axtell, Kansas this week. We'll be back more with Sacred Heart head coach Doug Goltz right after this. Welcome back to our Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf with our weekly visit with Irish head coach Doug Goltz. And this week on the road at Axtell, Kansas, a team that a fairly young team that's struggled a bit this season, off to an 0-3 start, but I guess never want to take anyone for granted on the schedule.
Well, the three teams that have beaten them are combined 7-2, so they've played a really tough early schedule. They do have a young team, but probably the biggest thing is we've never played them before. You know, we've seen them on film, they've seen us on film, but you just never know when it's a team that you've never faced. In a way, it's like preparing for a playoff team that you're playing for the first time in history. We think we know what we want to do against them, but again, you just got to kind of make adjustments when you're playing somebody that you haven't played on your schedule before.
I guess something that, is there anything that you want to work on with your team this week that maybe you really want to focus on execution-wise this week?
Well, we had too many penalties against Freeman. We had 11 penalties. A lot of them are mental mistakes, illegal motion, offsides, some things that are really more mental than physical, and we've talked about that quite a bit from that game, that, you know, that's an area that we need to do a better job of, because offensively they can really end up being drive killers, put you in some longer distance situations. So that's something we're really focusing on this week.
It's kind of hard. Is it hard to know what to expect when you, I guess, travel to another state to take on a team that maybe you're not, your kids aren't quite familiar with the players on their team, but of course that they're not familiar with you maybe as well.
Yeah, I mean, nobody has an advantage, obviously. Just again, we are going on the road, and you know, they may be 0-3, but you know, last year they were 7-2. They've usually been one of the top three teams in Northeast Kansas, you know, along with Hanover and Baileyville. So we know we're going to have to play well.
All right. Go get them this week.
Thank you.
Sacred Heart head coach Doug Goltz joining us on our Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show. It's brought to you by Fall City Mercantile, Cedar Hollow Foods, and by Runza. With the Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show, I'm Matthew Leaf.